If you're planning to board a real jet this spring break or summer, the plain truth is it's going to be more expensive. Prices are climbing like the jets themselves. There are several reasons for this. One is demand. People want to travel. The head of Delta Airlines says he's never seen demand ramp up so quickly as it has after the Omicron wave of COVID, which hit the U.S. late last year. Planes are filling up, with some flights reportedly carrying as many passengers as they did in 2019 before the pandemic, but most airlines still aren't operating as many flights as they were then. They're still having trouble finding enough workers, and there have been some delays in getting new planes delivered. Also, while more Americans are traveling within the United States for fun, they're not traveling as much for business. Many people are still working from home as they started doing in 2020, so that's reduced a significant number of airline bookings. The head of American Airlines suggests COVID rules continue to affect international leisure travel, but he says a huge number of people still want to do it, and that if countries remove their restrictions, international bookings could grow back to their 2019 levels by the end of this year. A big reason why all bookings are getting more expensive, though, is the cost of jet fuel. Mirroring the cost of gas, it's taken off over the past year. What's interesting here is that crude oil prices, which factor heavily into the cost of gasoline and jet fuel, they've dropped a little since last week when they hit their highest prices in 13 years. But fuel costs didn't reflect that right away. Experts say gas prices rise like rockets, but fall like feathers, meaning they're quick to increase when oil prices do, but they take a while to settle back down after oil prices drop. For airlines, 20 to 25% of their operating expenses come from fuel costs alone. It's their largest expense after paying their workers.